USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Following the horrific machete attack in New York that injured five people celebrating Hanukkah, former New York State Assemblyman Dov Hyken says that the attack was a symptom of a much larger concern that's going on in New York regarding anti-Semitism. Hyken was also not happy with some of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's comments.
He's more interested in the politics than he is in terms of dealing with the hate. No American, no New Yorker should be afraid to walk the streets. No parent should be afraid to let their kids out in the street. This is America.
Iranian officials are threatening to retaliate following U.S. airstrikes. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the airstrikes were against an Iranian-based militia in Iraq who attacked an American facility on Friday, killing a U.S. contractor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A murderer who killed two people during a Texas church service was fatally shot within seconds by an armed member of the congregation. That's at least according to Texas officials who hailed the state's gun laws that allow weapons to be in places of worship. Former NYPD police officer and Fox News contributor Dan Bongino reminds everyone,
bad guys with guns want to do bad things with guns. And the only thing that's going to stop a bad guy with malicious intent with a firearm is a good guy with a firearm. Anybody telling you otherwise is literally putting your life in danger.
Bongino speaking there on Fox News, that shooting took place at a church just outside Fort Worth, Texas. The FAA is investigating a deadly plane crash that left five people dead while en route to the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. The twin-engine aircraft went down in a post office parking lot just a mile from the airport in Lafayette, Louisiana. One of the five victims was the daughter-in-law of LSU's offensive coordinator. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
For the first time in 8 weeks, there has been an increase in the price of gasoline. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the national average for gasoline has increased by over 3 cents a gallon this week.
The national average has increased for its first time in 8 weeks, posting a 3.4 cent per gallon increase to a national average of $2.57 per gallon.
Patrick DeHaan compares the price of gasoline now at the end of 2019 as compared to some recent figures.
Average prices remain slightly lower than a month ago, but 31 cents higher than 1 year ago when economic concerns drove down oil prices and caused gas prices to stand at $2.26.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A weather system that drops snow, sleet, and freezing rain across the Midwest is now heading east. The front is expected to pick up steam over the next few days and bring snow and ice to New England and heavy rain to the Mid-Atlantic. The storm dumped snow and ice in Minneapolis, making travel treacherous in the Twin Cities.
Lots of cars in the ditch. State plows were getting stuck. This isn't the worst I've seen, but this is pretty bad.
They're talking on the TV about all the crashes, so I could hear sirens off in the distance.
That audio courtesy of Fox 9 in Minneapolis, St. Paul. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.